Yes, sir. What is your name, sir? Okay, sir, let's see. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
Sir, just give me one moment and we'll start your hearing. Sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Sir, my name is Frank, and over to Franco, 301-998.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given notification of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 16, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. You can see on the teleconference screen, to my extreme far left, at the end of the bench, is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as your panel chairman. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne. He'll be representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Franco and Mr. Osborne. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Franco, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, we will take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of phase one. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I will begin by reading from the warrant of arrest. Pardon me. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the community or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on July 28, 2017 for the task individual testing compliance summary dated September 6, 2017. Mr. Franco, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number three is demonstrated by the act of changing your place of residence at 3614 East Monte Vista Drive, apartment number 9, Tucson, Arizona, on or about August 25th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Franco, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Franco's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company inasmuch that he failed to provide a urine specimen, thus we could not tell if he was using any illegal substances and that he absconded from supervision.
Second.
Agree.
Just one second, Mr. Franco, and we'll continue with the second phase of the hearing. Okay, sir. We'll continue with the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we'll determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily for questions. Mr. Osborne.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Mr. Franco was released from DOC custody on July 6th of 2017. He was arrested on October 19th, 2017 by the Tucson Police Department on his Abscondo warrant status and for felony narcotic drug possession, drug paraphernalia, and misdemeanor failure to comply for shoplifting order. He was returned back to our custody on October 24th of 2017.
Must I, are those new charges?
Sir, it's when he was arrested on his Abscondo status, nothing is in the warrant for a violation.
Yeah, so, thank you.
Yes, and misdemeanor shoplifting, he was returned back to our custody on October 24th of 2017 with 55 Abscondes with a community supervision end date of December 30th of 2017. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2015, theft means of transportation, 2 years, 6 months. And 2015, marijuana violation, 1 year. He said one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4.4, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no STG or gang information noted. Has a moderate disciplinary history with violence noted. Other arrests, 2000, minor possession of alcohol, AZ juvenile probation. 2000, simple assault, AZ juvenile probation. 2001, assault, AZ juvenile probation. And 2006, controlled substance violation. I think Alaska, felony conviction probation. Community risk score of G2V4 and as a status of charges attached from Senior Parole Officer Stephanie Erickson dated Friday, December 1st of 2017. Per Pima County Attorney's Office, the felony charges were dismissed and she had checked with the Tucson City Court and Pima County Justice Court. There's no record of the misdemeanor charges were filed. That is all.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Franco. It looks like those charges that were mentioned when you were picked up on your absconder status were dismissed. I'm going to ask you some, I'm going to do a quick review of your case supervision summary. Looks like that you were approved to reside with your brother, Angel Herrera, at 3614 East Monte Vista, apartment number 9, Tucson, Arizona. No placement was requested or approved while you were on supervision. So is that where you lived the whole time, sir? You reported employment at JRI Incorporated in Tucson. It wasn't verified, but did you have work?
Yes, sir. I turned in checks to my parole officer.
But what did you do for JRI, sir?
Mechanical insulation.
We have a programming note that you were assigned to the assigned to the task color of the day program for the color line, and that you failed the test when your color was called on July 28th, 2017, and August 29th, 2017. And that speaks to one of the allegations on the warrant. I'm going to ask you some questions, and that is you were missing from community supervision for 55 days. What was going on during that time, sir?
I had dropped a neighbor out from JRI and recent thoughts of my mom. I've been dealing with a lot of depression. Had some issues with drug abuse. I relapsed, and that's what caused me to have that gap from parole until I was initially arrested on the 19th.
Thank you, Mr. Franco. We find that the parole officers tend to be flexible with people coming out of the correction system. Why didn't you maintain contact with your parole officer?
To be honest, I was scared of getting arrested. It still ended up being the end result. So I guess I really should have just contacted her and found out or tried a different option of maybe getting some help. Or whatever option would have been for me. I really don't have any excuse to make or any lies to tell you that I messed up. I didn't know what to do. self-medicate that ultimately led me back here.
Okay, sir. What were you doing that caused the Tucson Police Department to make contact with you when you were picked up on your absconder status?
I was helping a friend move, and he was in the middle of a domestic violence call. That's when Tucson Police Department made contact with me on the 19th.
Thank you for your honesty, Mr. Franco. You said that you have some drug or self-medicating issues. What's your drug of choice?
Quite a few, marijuana, heroin, methamphetamines.
Sir, should this board vote to return you to community supervision, what's your plan? It sounds like that you have some struggles with drug addiction. Where are you at right now?
As far as my addiction?
Yes, sir. Pardon me.
I'm clean currently. When I came in, I was trying to find some resources to get out. Unfortunately, I mean, I know they're out there, but I could have tried a lot harder, which I didn't, struggling with my addiction. I was clean for maybe about a week before other than marijuana. The hard drugs, I didn't leave alone, and I was planning on getting out. When I came in to DOC the first day, or when I initially did the way for DOC, I was clean. I've been clean ever since I've been in custody. I want to get help. I was going to ask if it was possible, if I can take advantage of some resources, as far as I know SACRA has some resources. Maybe I can get a start there and move forward with that. Get some NA or some AA and some grieving counseling. I did, I mentioned earlier, I lost my mother while I was in custody in 2015. That's been something I've been struggling with, and that's also been a result of my addiction relapse. It's not an excuse, but it does make things difficult for me. So I know those are my problems. I targeted my problems since I've been here, and I've had a lot of things to do, and I know I need to find help. So I'm released, get released, and I plan on finding help somehow, or taking advantage of the resources that are out there. I know it's all on me and my choice to get the help. As far as that, that's pretty much all I can do.
Well, sir, I have one last question before I open it up for questions from fellow board members, and that is, where were you getting drugs? I mean, we know drugs aren't free, so how were you able to obtain drugs when you're out in the street?
Like I said, I was employed with JRI Incorporated for about a month and a half. I did have money saved up, and it eventually ran out, but I did work. The last job I had with JRI Incorporated was at the U of A, the bio research lab. I've done the work, and so I am a working person in the community. I love to work. It's just I have problems with drugs. That's the honest. That's what I can say. That's my downfall. That's what gets me into trouble every time. Being younger, I didn't have the mindset to really think about that. Now I realize what my problem is. Part of my problem, so I know what steps I need to do when I am
eventually. Okay, Mr. Franco, may I ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you? Okay, I have no questions from fellow board members. We're getting close to the end of the hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else you would like to share?
No, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Franco. The board's going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Okay, sir? Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I appreciate that Mr. Franco was very straightforward with the board, and I always find that meaningful. I'm glad that he had work on the outside. He's a young man. He shows some real potential here, but he's got some tough decisions to make about making a firm commitment to living a drug-free lifestyle without belaboring the discussion. It sounds like that once he gets involved with that, I mean, it's going to eat up his resources, his money, and of course we're well aware of that, how destructive that cycle can be. I will also say, though, that he only has 24 days left of his prison sentence. There's really not much time to work with in that amount of time. I'm sorry, not much time to work with that amount of sentence left. And I think that time might be best suited for him just staying clean and putting together a plan for his return to the community in December, or at the end of this month, pardon me, and he'll be free and clear to pursue his own interest. But that's where I'd like to begin the discussion.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion and see where the votes fall. And that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3228. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Franco was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal razor company, in as much that he was still struggling with his drug abuse and was missing from community supervision for 55 days, and we could not account for his activity during that time, and that is my motion.
Second.
Great. Do you agree, Mr. Neal?
Mr. Neal?
Do you agree?
Okay, Mr. Franco, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about December 30th, 2017. As you heard me discuss, that's in 24 short days. I am sorry that that's not before Christmas, but it's a very, very short time away. Please take advantage of this time to pursue any programming or group counseling or AA or NA that's available to you inside the prison system, and have a plan for your return to the community at the end of the month. You're a young man with a bright future ahead of you, but you're going to have to make a commitment to stay off drugs, and we certainly hope to not see you before this board again. So I hope you're ready to return. We wish you the best. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for appearing before this board today, Mr. Franklin.
Thank you, Board Member. Have a good day.
You too, sir.